I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everybody, welcome to Manager Martinis. I'm Adam, here's Danielle.
Hi.
I might have a little bit of trouble going to sleep tonight. I took a nap today. I didn't take a nap. I slept today. I think I was out for like an hour and a half.
Yeah, you were tired.
Yeah, I know. We got home, well, we didn't get home late last night. We went out to dinner. We got home kind of early, but I got up early.
Yeah.
And you slept nice till like 8:30 or something.
Well, but it wasn't like a good, I didn't have like a great night's sleep.
Right.
Jonah came in to sleep and, you know, I was
speaking
just,
of etiquette, which
yeah,
we're talking about today.
Yeah. He came in, Jonah, our 9-year-old, came in to sleep with me. And so, you know, that's never like a great.
Right. Of course.
Sleep. Yeah.
Yeah. Now I was up bright and early getting shit done.
Were you?
Oh, yeah. I got a lot done. I replaced the wire in my weed whacker. Or
you
hedge
and that
trimmer,
weed whacker.
Or whatever
oh
you
God.
Want to call it.
You are obsessed with that
I
weed
love
whacker.
That thing. I love it. I did that. I came into the podcast room. I was setting up like a backup drive. I was like,
wow.
Up. Yep. Coffee made.
I
ready
had no
to go.
Idea.
Yeah. I did a lot this morning. Cleaned the garage. Took the dog for a walk today. I had a pretty, I deserved a nap.
You did.
Yeah.
And you took one.
So you sent me this episode. We're talking about etiquette. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was a lot of fun. Like, I enjoyed answering these questions. It was, there's a lot in here that we could probably do complete episodes on just one question. So I had to try to keep it brief a little bit. But it was really, like, fun thinking about this stuff and answering these questions.
Well, I know that you have some, well, a lot of people have strong feelings about etiquette. And it's changing, you know,
yes.
From when we were younger and what our grandparents thought of as, you know, appropriate etiquette is now in some ways becoming obsolete, but people still have very strong feelings about it. And we had just done the wedding episode, and that always gets me thinking about etiquette because there's so many details that as a newly married person, you know, with the thank you notes and everything, and then I think about people just having kids and thank you notes and all of these things come up that I personally do not do well with. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, so an etiquette in my life has been, it's very interesting because I consider myself a very well-mannered person. I am very gracious in many ways with my thank yous and with all the ways that I try to show people how appreciative I am of them. Mm-hmm. But it is oftentimes not in the technical, you know, mainstream way of showing gratitude. Like I am awful at thank you notes. I am awful at...
Oh, you know what else you're awful at, by the way? Just as we're sitting here...
I mean, I didn't ask, but okay.
No, but I would like you to know... we're sitting here. I made us both a couple cocktails, and yours was off the coaster that I put down in front of you. It was next to it.
Okay, it's not a coaster. It's a fucking paper towel.
It's a folded paper towel in half.
Yeah, no, that stuff I'm not like.
That's my point. Like, that's a perfect example of you where, like, I put the, a paper towel down for us to have our drinks on, and yours is on the table next to the paper towel.
Right. Like, we don't have any coasters in our house. for our family room or anything.
We're not proper in any way.
No.
Right.
But even I go to people's houses and they take their shoes off before you walk in and everything. And I'm like, how did you maintain this? Like my brother's house, he and his wife have been so good. I mean, they have this awesome room when you walk in of like where you can put all your shoes and everything. And then you sort of enter the house. So it's like this room between the outside and the inside of the house. Yeah, but it's not. It's almost it's not quite a mudroom, but I guess so. But they have maintained nobody ever wears shoes in their house.
I'm so jealous,
but I don't know how to make that happen. Well, like I love the idea of it, but it is not in my blood. Well, I tried to do that in the family room. We got this new rug.
Right, and I told you from day one that's a great idea. It's never going
to
happen.
I know, but not for lack of trying. I have tried to get the kids to not wear their shoes in there. And they leave their shoes. Anyway, it just is a testament to the fact that I am a shit show when it comes to all of this etiquette stuff. Mm-hmm. I am a very well-meaning human being. And I do think in a lot of ways I am extremely well-mannered and very gracious. I do not have great etiquette at all.
Right.
Okay.
Agreed.
Okay.
Yeah.
We will get into all of the sure. details. Sure.
So, okay. So how do you want to start? Where do you want to...
Well, I think we started... I just gave you categories. Like I started with marriage... Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I asked you, first of all, and we've spoken about this in pet peeve episodes and everything, but bathroom etiquette for mm-hmm. people. And I did so many polls and everything, and most people said that they pee in front of each other.
Okay.
I have to bring up the polls because it was all very interesting. But I asked if do you and your partner pee in front of one another? 70% said yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, you don't pee in front of me, but you always leave the door open when you pee.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have no problem with peeing.
But I don't really pee in front of you.
No. The only time that happens is when I want to go in the morning and brush my teeth and you're there peeing.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
But it's not like a conscious thing that we just
pee in. I don't particularly like peeing in front of people.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Like in college, I always used to pee in front of my roommates and everything. But then now when we're together, my roommate from college is still my best friend. She pees in front of me, but I am not quite as comfortable peeing in front of her. I don't know why. I'm not sure why that happens. But okay. But anyway, most people said, yeah, no big deal. Who cares? Pee in front of each other.
Yeah, I agree.
I didn't ask about number two.
No, that's not okay.
Right. Well, don't say
no,
that.
No, it's not okay.
Every relationship is different.
Nope.
But yes, I understand. So that brings me to the idea of first of all, our bathroom here has no lock. As in the last house, it had no lock. Our bathroom in our room. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you really have to be careful. You could walk in on somebody doing anything at any time.
Well, I do not use our bathroom.
Right. You use the kids' bathroom.
I use the kids' bathroom on the second floor. Yeah.
Right. But when we were in Brooklyn, we did a story about the fact that the bathroom was glass. So there was no real separation between the actual room and number one, the shower.
Well, right. There's no separation between the bathroom and the room. Mm-hmm. So it's not just that the toilet room has glass. It's that you can see into the bathroom, into the toilet from anywhere in the room.
No, the toilet was frosted glass.
Okay.
It was the shower that was
No, but
clear
I'm saying
glass.
It's not a separate room with a wall that you can't.
No, right. there is no sound barrier.
Nope.
So, and that makes no sense to me. Like here you are, you're making this hotel. We have a king bedroom. So obviously it's for a couple or you know, usually for a couple. And they make it so you can hear and see everything going on.
Right.
That makes no sense to me. Like, I feel like a bathroom should be a fortress.
I agree. Like, that's not... I don't know. If people are okay with it, great for you guys. For me, I think for you, no. Like, it's a private endeavor.
A private endeavor.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think at home is one thing. Fine, you know, life is life. But you're on a romantic vacation. And I feel like I don't want you to smell whatever is going on. And they make it, I mean, it's hard enough in a regular hotel room to like keep it separate. But this is literally like, I almost feel like whoever the architect was who designed that bathroom had just like been dumped and was super pissed off and just wanted like all couples to have a terrible experience.
But I think it's like, let's be trendy and let's have glass and let's have, you know, yeah, openness and let, you know, right. I think that's what
I mean,
it is.
The room, it looks really cool.
Of course. It's that's just my point.
Not technically, like, it doesn't make sense.
Right. Well, besides that, also, you've always, since I met you and probably way before I even knew you, had terrible bathroom etiquette in so many ways.
Continue.
Especially since when I met you in college, and I thought, oh, she's in college, whatever, like, it's no big deal.
Our college bathroom was disgusting.
Okay, so you don't flush the toilet, number one only, right?
No, only at night, in the middle of the night. I don't flush the toilet.
Right. So when I walk in to brush my teeth in the morning, it's still... But for most people, that's okay. Like, you know, yellow, let it mellow. Like, I get it. Like, it's a thing. Yeah. Don't waste water. You know, the whole
right.
thing. Yeah, that's why you're doing it, I'm sure. Right. But besides that, I have to maneuver my way through all of your clothes laying on the floor
uh-huh.
that's been sitting there for days.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And when I'm getting ready, I got to slide all your shit from on the sink that you use, all your crazy makeup stuff, move it aside so I can get ready in the morning. Like, you have no, the bathroom is your just place to dump all your shit.
Wait, I have a lot of shit.
Wait, dump all your shit. That's a, yeah. No pun intended. Yeah. Oh boy.
Yeah. I, the bathroom to me is, well, first of all, you have like three products.
Right.
And you look great, and you know, you always look refreshed and awake, and you know, so fuck you, because you get up in the morning.
I was gonna say thank you, but
you literally, like, you wake up and you look exactly the same as you do at 4 p.m at 7 p.m at 10 p.m like, you just look, I don't understand it. Like, I, you know, I have, I'm always trying different face wash and moisturizers and, you know, trying to like find the best one, and my skin is like blotchy and I'm trying to get rid of the blotchiness, so I'm always trying something different, and the shampoos and the conditioners and whatever, and I wake up looking like, literally, you know, I always compare myself to like Shrek, like a troll under a bridge. First thing in the morning.
No, the only thing, it's not even your skin or anything like that. I think it's kind of, it's funny, and I love seeing
my hair
in the morning. Yes.
My
when
hair
you get
is
out of bed
rat's
and
nest.
Your hair is like out of control.
Out of
it's
control.
It's so funny. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I don't really do anything about it. I just let it be. But so, you know, I have all these products, but I feel like you should be sensitive, because I need all of those. I'm trying to, you know,
I am sensitive. I don't,
yeah,
I don't yell at you or complain to you or anything about it. I just shove it aside right. and do what I got to do.
No, you have really good etiquette, bathroom etiquette. Yeah. You really do. I mean,
pride myself on my bathroom etiquette.
Yeah, well, you should, because you really do. You are meticulous, I mean, in so many ways. But really, I mean, I know that there are a lot of guys out there who are probably super gross. I mean, you do gross things, like your nail clippings are all over the place, and that's gross.
Oh, that's hard. You can't control, like, where your clips go.
Yeah,
but
you can.
But to be honest with you, when I'm done, I do go to the floor and pick them up and put them in. Mm. I probably miss some.
Yeah, no, you really do.
But I try.
And you used to blow your nose in the shower. Do you still do that? Because I don't hear it anymore.
Not really.
Right. How did that stop?
I don't know. I think because I used to smoke a lot more, so it was more congested and more, maybe.
Huh. I don't know, but you used to blow, but I never hear it anymore.
No.
Mazel tov.
Yeah, I've cleared up.
You've cleared up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so your bathroom etiquette is 100% way better than mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not, first of all, since I've had kids, I pee like 3 times in the middle of the night. No joke. Like, I get up.
Do you?
Yes, because I pee when I'm falling asleep. And then when I'm almost asleep, I'm like, I should probably pee one more time just to make sure. And then in the middle of the night, I get up to pee. And then probably like 5:30, 6 o'clock before I get up, I pee again. And then I get up. And when I get up, then I pee and I flush. But like, why am I flushing at 2 a.m.? There's no reason for it. It's just wasting water. Yeah, nobody's...
I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you used to not do it during the day. So, you know, I guess it's different now. you would leave it, you know, for the day.
Nah.
Well, when I came to your college dorm, it was never flushed.
Well, our plumbing in my not my college dorm, in our apartment.
Your apartment.
Oh, we had the super there all the time because it was anytime you flushed, it would overflow.
Yeah, but you did that too after you moved out of there and with me. You did the same thing.
I was used to New York living.
All right, let's move on from the bathroom. Okay, so all right, so next was what, sleep? Right.
Yeah, I just asked you about sleep. I mean, it's changed very much for us over the years because you used to feel like sleep was yours.
Well, wait a minute. Maybe I'm not disagreeing with you, but that was part of our deal. You wanted to be stay-at-home mom. That's what you did. And so, in my opinion, that was part of the you want to, you know, be stay-at-home mom. You get up at night with the kids. I don't. I got to get up and go to work all day the next day. You don't have to do that. So that was our deal.
Right. And I get what you're saying. I don't 100% agree with it. We will not go there right now because it will be a whole other episode. But you were really, really in the beginning. Like when I would get up early at 5 a.m., if Mia, when she was a baby, would get up at 5 a.m. and I would come downstairs and I would make her bottle and I'd be walking around or whatever, you would literally come downstairs and be like, can you keep it down? I'm trying to sleep.
I was very different back then.
You were so different. So different.
But I have to say, in your defense a little bit, yes, I am a bitch with sleep. Mm. I need my sleep. I know I need my sleep. Mm-hmm. I'm getting me some sleep. And if I don't, stay the fuck away from me.
Right.
Yeah.
But we started, everybody knows we do not sleep in the same bed. We do not sleep in the same room.
Maybe not. We haven't said that in a
long
time.
Right. Maybe not. Everybody knows. And that is, in our community of marriage and martinis, very, very rare. Not over 90% of people in our community who answered the polls said that they sleep in the same bed, which I was surprised about. That's
me too.
Yeah.
Because the direction I know is going in favor of what we do. I mean, I know when there, a lot of new houses that are being built have separate bedrooms for the husband, you know, whoever, the partners. Mm-hmm. Even separate bathrooms, I've seen that too.
Mm-hmm.
So I know it's a trend. I know it's happening.
Oh, that could say, I mean, I feel like I want to be, because first of all, our house even, I love our new house, but there's so much stupid shit about it. Like, for instance, downstairs, the bathroom is right off the kitchen, which I feel so bad for guests and everything. And it's gross.
Right, because that's like, where I don't wanna when I'm in the kitchen.
When I'm cooking and someone goes in and uses the bathroom if they have to, like, poop, I don't want to smell it and then, you know, and it's not their fault. And I feel bad for guests because, like, you want some privacy. A lot of times I'll say to people, like, go upstairs if you need to go to the bathroom or whatever. And most people who are coming here, we're close enough that we can say, like, go upstairs and do what you got to do. But it's stupid. Like, why? What the hell? They could have put it on the other side of the, you know, of the downstairs.
Are we back to bathrooms?
Well, I'm just saying, as far as, like, the architecture goes, like, I feel like I could be an advisor to architects, like, to save marriages, because I do think that stuff like separate bedrooms or separate bathrooms and everything, I think it can save, I would save all kinds of marriages. I could work with an architect.
I agree with you because that's what we do. We need to be separate when we're sleeping.
Yeah, but even still, we don't have ideal separate situations.
No,
I mean,
but also when it comes to sleep, at no fault of my own, you know, we don't have young kids anymore, so we don't have to get up and do feedings, you know, all that kind of stuff. But if somebody gets up and needs something, they just go to you.
Oh, absolutely. Nobody ever goes to you.
So I do feel kind of bad for you, but really intervene too much.
No, you don't. You don't even know what's going
like,
on.
Jonah would never get up in the middle of the night and come into bed with me.
Well, I do in the morning make a point of being like, oh, my night was so
bad. Yes, you do.
Ian came in and he had a nightmare because he sleepwalks. He was sleepwalking and Jonah. I definitely give you the rundown of what happened at night because I want
you
to know.
I'll let you go through it and then make me feel guilty about it.
Yeah, thanks so much.
I'll deal with that.
Thanks so much.
Also, as far as sleep etiquette, I do think it's okay once in a while, as long as you've been sleeping for less than 30 minutes, to come in and wake you up for sex.
Oh, okay. We talked. Yeah, I asked this on an Instagram story too. As long as I've been sleeping for less than 30 minutes.
I don't want you to be in
nobody
a deep
sleep. Nobody
knows
how long you, when you wake up, you don't know if you've been sleeping for 4 seconds
no, but
or
I
four
know
hours.
How long you've been sleeping. I know. So I think that's okay. I don't want you to be in a deep sleep. Then I'll feel a little guilty.
This was a mixed, I think it was about 50-50. When I said, do you get upset if your partner wakes you up to have sex? And 60% said, yes, I need my sleep.
Well, that's why I said 30 minutes. So you're not in your deep sleep yet. So 3 minutes later, you can go back to sleep and be okay.
No, there are sometimes, you know, it's hard to for you to know because there are sometimes when I'm okay with it. And there are sometimes when I'm really like, but you know, I think you kind of would know, like there are times when I really, really am exhausted.
Oh, I know at this point when it's okay and when it's not.
Yeah. There are sometimes I like it because if you wake me to have sex, I feel like I'm off the hook to do anything. Like, I just feel like then I can enjoy it, but you came in and I was sleeping, so I am not obligated to, you know, do literally anything. Right. So sometimes I like it, and, you know, I think sometimes I'm just so exhausted. But I get people feel like they, you know, they need their sleep. Like, if you're on vacation, it's one thing. You know, you wake up early in the morning to have sex, you wake up in the middle of the night. But in daily life, I get it. I mean, it is... It's you want to sleep. You know, like if you're going to have sex with me, let's go up earlier, even though it's so hard because of the kids, and let's have sex. Don't stay down here after I've gone up and watch a movie and then come up and wake me. Oh, no, 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 no.
Right. Yeah, I understand. Okay. We have to make a decision right now.
No, I don't want to move again.
Oh, you're going to want to. Not me. I don't want to. But anyway, no, decision about this episode. We have so much more.
Yeah.
And we just spent 20 minutes talking about the first two topics.
Okay.
Do we want to rush through them or continue this on another episode or whatever? It's going to be way too long.
All right. We have a parenting section. I feel like parenting etiquette could be a whole
separate. So should we do that part two?
Yeah. So let's do that part two. But I want to talk about like life etiquette. Because that is something that, you know.
Well, wait a minute. But we still have so much more on marriage.
Oh, we do? I didn't do any of that. But okay.
Okay, yeah, we do. All right. Well, let's take a break. Okay. And we'll come back and do more of that.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So let's keep going with the marriage stuff. I think there's a lot more fun stuff that we could talk about here. And you asked me about like gifts and cards. What's the proper etiquette for doing that with each other, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
Right. We used to do that. We used to gift each other for birthdays and anniversaries and all this stuff, but we stopped like a long time ago.
Yeah, you're way better at gifts than I am.
Like I give better gifts or that I actually give a gift.
That you give don't. Gifts.
Right.
Like I don't really. Well, it's interesting because until kind of recently, you just kind of would buy yourself whatever you wanted whenever you wanted it. So I was sort of always like, he just kind of gets himself whatever he wants. Now, before I started working, I was in that kind of traditional state of mind, which was not right, I don't think, that well, you know, I'm not working, so if I'm going to make a big purchase, I have to talk about it with him. But if you have to make a big purchase, you don't have to talk about it with me. And which I think is super fucked up. And I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying that's how I felt inside. And so I didn't want to ever make, you know, if I was going to make a big purchase, it was going to be for me because I didn't. You were already buying yourself stuff.
Right. There was nothing for you to get me.
There was
saying.
Nothing for me to get you. Like,
well, that's not true. There was actually, you would buy better for me than I bought for me.
Oh, yeah?
Like, that was... Like,
I don't even remember the last gift I bought you.
You would buy, like, you know, I was, you know, this, we're talking 20-something years ago. Like, I would go to the Gap and buy myself, you know, clothes and be like, no, no, no. And you would gift me like J. Crew or something like that. Like you would try to better
step it
me.
Up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll be walking in a store now, you know, cause we have issues with the credit card bill and you getting annoyed at me for the credit card bill almost monthly. So if I'm walking around, sometimes I'll see something and I'll be like, oh my God, Adam would love that. And then I'll be like, wait a minute. But no, if I'm going to get yelled at about the credit card bill, yeah, it's not going to be for buying you something. It's going to be for buying me something. At least if I get yelled at, I'm buying myself something.
Your gift to me is not spending money.
Right. My dad used to always say that. He used to say, don't buy me anything I can't afford it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay. Moving on from there. You asked me about sharing, and I didn't quite understand what you were asking me. Like, I don't want to share you.
No. I meant sharing, like, you're always... So some couples, like, okay, Amy and Gideon, my you know, our brother-in-law and sister, they are the type of people who, like, they don't give a shit. Like, they'll share deodorant. They'll share toothbrushes.
Oh,
like,
God, no.
They don't care. You know, they're just, like, so laid back about all that stuff. About, so, you know, they share everything. I know as far as toothbrushes and everything go for etiquette and everything, you are 1,000% against sharing a toothbrush.
Whatever the highest number is, that's what I am against sharing a toothbrush.
Right.
Yeah. No, I don't. Okay. So now
which
I'm understanding.
Makes no sense to me.
No, it makes total
whatsoever.
Sense. That's disgusting. But I go beyond
that's
that
disgusting.
Too.
It's think disgusting. Think about what you do with your mouth.
Okay, I understand what you're saying.
Yes.
But okay, so I'm trying to clean my mouth after whatever gross things I do with my mouth, and doing it with your toothbrush will not accomplish my feat of trying to be clean.
Your feet.
Yes. I'm going with the biggest words I can understand, but, with, for something like this.
But I, okay, it's similar to using like a towel after you, right? So you use a towel on your clean body.
Clean, wet body, right?
Yeah, clean, wet body. And then you put it, and people put it in the washing machine. And I'm always like, no, you put it back because then it's clean. You washed your clean body.
I drape it over the shower to dry.
Exactly. Yeah. But a lot of times people will wash it after one. So same thing with a toothbrush. Nope. After I've used the toothbrush, my mouth is clean. So I'm going to rinse the toothbrush and then... Listen, I'm not going to share it with like just any. First of all, I would never share a toothbrush with any of our kids because they're fucking disgusting.
Like, oh, so you do understand. But they brush their teeth and it's clean after they do.
No,
it.
But they barely ever brush their teeth. Have you seen? Not Mia. Mia has amazing hygiene. The boys, not so much.
It doesn't matter. Sharing a toothbrush is disgusting. It should never be done. It should be a law that you should not be allowed to do that.
A law.
I think jail time is actually appropriate.
Okay. Yes.
No, but I don't share. Like, I don't like sharing. Like, our family, you
Adam and, doesn't share toothbrushes. Joey doesn't share
I'm
food.
I'm Joey. I don't share my food. If you put your fork on my plate, I am going to freak out. And
you married the wrong woman.
I know. And we had the wrong kids because they, all of our kids and you guys all want communal like water cups. Everybody drinks from everybody's water cup. And everybody knows, no, you do not come near my water cup. Mm-hmm. I don't share. Mm-hmm. I'm not into it. I don't want to drink your backwash. I don't want your lips on my fucking cup. No, thank you. Ain't happening.
Okay.
I don't share.
I can understand that for the kids or for other people, but with me?
Nope.
It makes no sense. Nope.
Just okay. Doesn't happen. I'll share my toys with you. That's okay.
Exactly.
No.
All no right.
Way. Okay. What else you got?
No, you.
Oh, you don't have these at all.
No.
Okay.
Just cards and gifts. I agree. I think. Listen, I love the gesture, and when you get me something, I'm really excited. Like I love when you buy me gifts and everything.
I used to buy you like good gifts.
Yeah, and with cards too. I feel like you know if you're the type of couple who says these things to each other all the time, if you're very romantic and you go out to dinner and you know. Talk to each other and tell each other on a weekly basis or on a regular basis all the things you love about each other, I can see that a card is not as necessary. But when you give me a card, you really do write things that you don't say to me.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But I do get, you know, like I do think in some situations, you know, giving a card is like, I don't know, it's not worth it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to blow past this next one. Were you asking about phones and technology? All right. You sucked. You're the worst at this. You're awful. Let's just move on.
That is
like,
correct.
Nobody can ever speak to you because you're on your phone 100% of the day.
No, I'm not on my phone 100% of the day.
But the worst part is, you know, you are on your phone and we'll call you. The kids will say, Mom, I'll say Danielle, and you don't respond. And then we say it three times, and then you yell at us for calling your name three times. Like, it makes no sense.
That's you're like just, me with the kids, yeah.
You're just, you know.
But we're everybody's on their phone so much.
Okay. It's not that, that doesn't make it okay. It's just that's.
Well, here's also the thing. My job is to be on my phone.
I understand.
My job is to be on my phone. Like, literally, the kids will be like, you're on your phone. And I'm like, yeah, no shit. I'm working. You know, like, it, right. So it's a little bit hard. But even still, yes, I am. It is an addiction. It really is. I am addicted to my phone. But if we go out to dinner and stuff, I think I'm trying really hard to be better about
it. Well, actually, last night, you were really good about it. You were not on your phone. We went out to dinner last night with I don't know how you even.
Well, Liz Lehman, who was on the podcast last week, and her mom, who was my sixth grade teacher. Right.
Lovely, yeah. Lovely women, by the way.
Lovely women.
Yes. But yeah, I didn't see you on your phone more.
No, I try once. When yeah. we're out. I try when we're. I mean, we're out so seldom now, especially since the pandemic. We hardly ever go out. But yes, when we are home, I am. I it's true. I'm terrible about that. I didn't ask in the polls, but I should.
Right. And also, one side note on that: this has nothing to do with us, but phones in general, like proper etiquette. That I just want to throw out there because it pisses me the fuck off. How well? First of all. Using your phone while driving, just stop. Like, don't do that. That's fucking stupid. Mm-hmm. But I'm noticing way more just in the last even couple of years. Have you noticed, like, at a stoplight, how much longer it takes the car in front of you to go?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, God, I can't stand those people. I literally want to get out of my car and just ring them and be like, fucking put your phone down and mm-hmm. go. Like, you're driving. You don't need to, like.
Well, I'm trying at stoplights now. Sometimes I'll, like, just pick my phone up quickly and, like, check it at a stoplight. I'm really trying not to do that now because Mia's getting her license soon.
Yes.
And I'm trying to, like, really stay. I mean, I don't, when I'm driving or anything, I don't text.
Good. I'm happy to hear that.
No, I don't. And Mia is so much more responsible even than I am that I'm not worried about her. But I don't want to do that. But yet. It is a fucking reflex.
I know. The but one, it's got to stop.
The one
it's
good thing really about my new car, you keep your the charger is under the middle console. So you actually, like, it's hidden from you, which I think they did on purpose as a safety thing. Yeah, and it is really good. It keeps me from, you know, I never, like, go to reach for it now because it's, like, a pain in the ass to pick up the console. And so that's kind of good.
Good.
But yes, I am. But I have been known to pick up my phone at a stop sign or, you know, not a stop sign, at a red light and like check it. I will not lie.
Don't do that. It annoys me.
I'm not.
Not you. Everybody else.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
I hear you.
All right. The next one I think is kind of important and I really wanted to discuss, which is chivalry, romantic gestures in a marriage or even just, you know, between men and women or, you know, whomever. You know,
Partners,
and even in public in general. Like, I think this is really important because we said at the top, at the beginning of the episode.
At the top of the hour.
Is that what I was going to say? Top of the episode?
I don't
almost
know.
Said that. Yeah. But I think it's important to discuss because things are changing. And it's, all right, just, I'll start with that I'm really torn about chivalry and romantic gestures. Like, things are changing so fast, we don't know what's right or wrong anymore. You know? I think chivalry is nice. I love the tradition of it, but I think it's getting outdated and it's becoming, like, part of cancel culture in a way.
What do you mean it's becoming?
Well, all right, I'll explain. But, all right, so obviously, you know, women have worked so hard over the past so many years to prove themselves at least as equal as men, right? So we're at the point now where I feel like, in a way, these chivalry, you know, tasks that we're doing are taking a step backwards in the back of my mind. You know, like, is opening a door for a woman, is that okay anymore? Like, I have to think twice. Like, if I'm the first one to the door and somebody's behind me, I'll open it. If, whether you're a man or a woman,
right.
Whomever,
I think,
you know,
that's how it should be.
Whoever it is. Yeah. Like, I don't, you know,
agreed.
Discriminate either way, no matter what. But I have a feeling like, oh, it's a woman behind me. Let me open the door. Like, I feel like it's demeaning in a way, mm-hmm. you know, today. And I also think, you know, things are starting to reverse a little bit too. You know, isn't it more common that women are proposing to men now? Like,
yes.
So,
yes.
And I think that's great. I think, you know, I'm great. You know, I'm happy with that change too. But I also like the two-way gesture of chivalry. Like, remember in A Bronx Tale when he takes his girlfriend and opens the door for her, and then he's walking around the car, and while he's doing that, she goes and unlocks his door for him.
I used to do that for you because you wanted me to.
These were the days before when you had to, like, pick up the, you know, little
lock
to open the door for them. To explain what I was saying before, like, if I'm walking, you know, to a door and a woman is behind me and I open the door for her to let her through, is somebody gonna, like, look at that and be like, oh my God, that man just opened a door for a woman? Does he think she can't do it for herself?
No.
You say that now? The way things are going right now, that could be, you know, something that's like, you know, cancel right there, like, you know, cancel culture, like, fuck him. Who does he think he is? Is he better?
But I open doors for people all the time too.
I know, but I think that's great. And, you know, I do the same thing. I just think when it's a man doing it for a woman, it's looked at in a certain way, like, oh, what is this, 1950? And she can't open her own door?
I don't know. I think
that's where we're
being
going.
Gracious to anybody.
Correct.
Right?
But I agree.
Last night we were out to dinner, we just said, with Mrs. Lehman, who was my, you know, my sixth grade teacher. She's very special to me. And she at one point, like, was having trouble with her chair or something. And you got up and you pulled the chair out for her, mm-hmm. and then pushed it back under her.
Right.
And I was, like, ready to get under the table for you whatever you wanted to do while we were in public. But, like, literally, I was like, oh, my God, that is the hottest fucking thing ever.
Well, especially to somebody like her. She's in her 70s.
Right.
So she appreciates to the thousandth degree something
right.
like
well,
that happening.
Yeah, she's older. So, you know, it's the right thing to do. And you were sitting right next to her. So that made sense. But, yes, I do think... I guess we're in that between generation of, you know, we grew up with, you know, my dad still is so, the way he takes care of my mom, you know, he gets her coat, he puts it on her, he, you know, walks her to the, he opens her door, her car door, he does all of those things, but partially I think because he's just, I don't know, he's just the caretaker, but also, that's how they grew up. You know, they grew up in the 50s and 60s when that's what guys did. Mm-hmm. And it's so sweet, you know, and he doesn't need her to, like, put her his, you know, maybe there will come a day when he does, when he does need her.
Different situation.
Yeah. But he's very much, you know, but it is true. Like, I think I said this in an episode a long time ago. Like, when my dad needs help moving something in the house, he calls you. When he needs help with his iPhone, he calls you. Could I help him with those things? Definitely. Like, I can go to his...
Maybe.
I could go to his house and help him move a piece of furniture.
Oh, yeah. Anything I've ever helped him move, you could absolutely do. You couldn't help him with his technology questions or those things.
Well, it depends what it is. But yes. But he... His first... thought is I call the man.
Right.
You know, that's just how
and by the way, I love that. I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. You know, like I first of all because
I'm happy for him to call you too.
I know that. And you know, number one, because he's my father-in-law and I want to impress him till the day, you know, he dies. You know, mm-hmm. I want to be that kind of son-in-law to him, mm-hmm. and I want to help him as much as I can.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And you know, there's part of, you know, old school traditional, like, yeah, like that's cool. I call the man of, you know, the house to take care of those things. That's going to kill me on this. I know people are going to like destroy me on that. I get it.
But we have grown up in the middle of those generations, right? Like Mia's generation is, you know, Mia, if you said that to Mia, she would be like, that's so fucked up. But we are growing up in the middle of that, right? Where our parents were that generation of...
Yeah, you and I both grew up with that hardcore. I think that's the last generation to experience that.
The man leads when you dance and the man, you know, it's all of those things.
Well, being that I can't dance, I'll let you lead.
When the fuck are we ever going to dance again? Not. Like, we haven't been to a party in how long?
I don't want to dance.
I want to dance. I want to go to a club.
You should go to a club.
I am dying to
you
go to a club.
You should call your girlfriends and
not
go
yet.
To a club.
I got to wait.
Okay.
A little early for that.
Do you have anything else about that, the chivalry and any of that?
I don't think so. You know, I think it depends on the couple. I think chivalry, even in the opposite way, you know, I think doing gestures for your partner, whether male, female, you know, male, male, female, female, whatever the dynamic is nice.
Of course. You should do things for each other. Of
right.
course.
So I mean, chivalry, I guess.
It's changing.
Well, chivalry, you know, the connotation is man to woman.
Right.
So maybe we need to change that connotation.
But like I said, I think it
is
already.
It needs to just be a romance. Yes, yes.
Do you think Friends kind of set a way for this? Because
Monica proposed
to
Chandler.
Chandler.
Yeah, right.
Maybe that was kind of a changing point right there.
Yeah, that was actually, I never even realized that was probably a scene before its time.
Yeah, it was the 90s, right? Still?
Yeah.
Maybe early 2000s? I don't remember when it ended.
I think it ended 2001.
Okay, so it was probably somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely, right. Maybe.
Okay. All right, let's take another break.
Okay.
And we'll be right back.
Okay.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Okay, I want to move on and ask you a few questions to see your etiquette. What's the word?
Your IQ?
No, not your etiquette IQ, but your... Do you do these things?
No,
put
I
it
fail.
That way.
You don't even have to.
Okay. Things that are probably proper etiquette. I want to see if you do. Do you press the hold door button on an elevator if somebody's approaching?
Depends.
Well, on
how
what?
How far away are they?
Right. Well, that's the same thing as opening a door for someone. Like if you walk into a store and open,
yeah,
and you're going
it can
be
in, awkward.
How many steps behind you is the proper time to...
Well, it depends. If they're an elderly person, I'll hold it as long as
correct.
I need to.
Yes.
Yes. Same thing with an elevator. But if someone's like far away or they seem annoying or drunk and I don't want to like be near them or,
right.
you know, like annoying drunk, not fun drunk, come in my elevator, please.
Have you ever pretended to hold the door and like pretend
and you're
to
like,
push
oh,
it?
Sorry.
Okay.
So close.
All right. So these days, parking in front of a store is like impossible. You have handicap parking, which obviously is a necessary thing. I get that. You have pregnancy parking. You have I have small kids parking. You have I have an electric vehicle parking. You have parking because you're picking up an online order. Parking because the pharmacy you're picking up. Like there's you can't get anywhere near the front of a store when parking anymore. Do you ever use any of those to park?
Never.
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 Okay.
I am a rule follower through and through. That is my OCD. I am a rule follower with stuff like that.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, I get like...
Like stork parking, I get.
Yeah,
yes,
like pregnancy parking, obviously. You know, handicap, obviously.
Right,
I
like
get
the ones
it.
That are like, you know, pick up for a restaurant or whatever. Or the... Well... Some,
right, like takeout orders from a restaurant. They have their first five spots dedicated to that.
Yeah, but I do park in the fire lane sometimes. Like, not park, but I'll...
No, just to run in and pick up a, whatever, a dry cleaning
or
a pickup order.
Or to have the kids run in and get stuff.
Yeah, that's fine. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if it's like parking spot number five for the pharmacy, like, no, it's fine. I can... Like,
okay.
I'm going to park there, I get it.
Right.
No.
Right. No, I don't. I'm definitely a rule follower in that stuff just because I am so afraid of getting in trouble and I'm
right.
so afraid of getting a ticket and I'm so like, motherfucker, I do not want to get a ticket because I could have used that money for like a shirt or DoorDash or, you know, so
yeah.
like I just don't want to. Yeah.
Would you ever call somebody younger than you honey or sweetie?
Never.
Isn't that gross?
Well,
I shouldn't say this. Isn't that gross?
I shouldn't say that. Wait a minute. I shouldn't say that because sometimes Mia will have friends over. And I call our kids sweetie and, you know, all that stuff all the time. And, you know, and sometimes I guess it just comes out when they're over. And like, you know, I'll say to that, like, I'm always trying to make the kids feel like this is their home too. So sometimes I might be like, you know, like it just comes out. Like if they say, like they ask me a question, I'm like, what, sweetie?
To who?
To their the kids' friends.
Oh, did I question? Did I frame my question wrong?
Oh, I don't know.
I meant to say, do you call somebody older than you, sweetie or honey? If oh, I
did older than me,
did I say younger? I don't know.
You
I don't
said
remember.
Young. No, never. Okay, older
I meant older.
No,
I see it all the time.
Older?
Yes, like you know, in our store, in our business, we will have people come in who are younger than the people checking them out, and they'll be like, "Oh, thank you, sweetie," or "Thank you, honey," or something like that, to somebody older than them. Yes.
No, I would never do it in public.
Oh, it happens often.
That would annoy me.
It's not every day. You know, it's a thing that happens. And I just think it's weird.
Especially if a man does it to a woman.
It's a woman. It's always a woman.
Okay.
Always. Yeah.
No, I've never done that. I do try not to do that with the kids' friends. I'm really trying because
I think it's fine with younger kids. Mm. Anybody younger than you, and if it happens, I get it. But I don't think they like it.
This generation does not like it.
Okay.
But sometimes it's literally just like an endearing thing, but I also can see why it's annoying to them.
Yeah, I get it. Do you ever put your seat back all the way on an airplane?
All the way what? It's a fucking half an inch.
Okay. But a half inch bumps into their knees. Like, do you care? Do you think about that when you're putting your seat back?
I can't remember the last time I was on a fucking airplane.
Right. All right. Would you?
Put my seat back? It's not putting your seat back.
Well, especially more now than ever it is because you put it back an inch. The seats are so close. It's in their face. You know, that's like a thing now. Do you do that or don't you?
Plane etiquette could be a whole thing. Okay. Yes, I do put my seat back. Right. Yes.
I would too. That's what they're there for.
Why do they say that's bad etiquette?
No, I don't know whether it's bad or not, but I'm kind of like...
Well, there's no putting it back.
You can't sit that straight up the whole way. It's crazy.
There's a new car out. Who makes it? Oh, God, now I can't remember who makes it. But they have in the back, it's like the size of an Expedition, like a Ford Expedition. You know, it's a big car, a Suburban, but not a Suburban. Maybe it's a Kia. I don't know. But the back seats recline and they have the thing that goes out for your feet.
Oh, really?
Yes. How amazing is that? Wow. I mean, as a driver, I guess it's like, you know, I want to sit back there.
That's a great idea.
Isn't that a great idea? Yeah. Although, I also wonder, safety? I don't know. I guess the safety is fine. But
we laid across the back of the station
wagons. I know. But everything now is like, you know. But I saw that and I was like, oh my God, that is genius. Yeah. Yes. Like, I want to sit in a car of, I mean, a lot of the cars now have like back massagers and stuff. I don't know how we got to this, talking about planes. But yes, our kids on a long car trip they'd still fucking complain. What am I talking about?
Okay. What about discussing money? You know, not like talking about how much money you make or anything like that, but when people ask, you know, what does something cost? What is, you know, what's your monthly lease or loan price on your car? Or what does it cost for you to do something?
If someone was like, I'm thinking about getting that car, what do you pay for it? I think that's totally fine.
I do too. I think it's okay, but it's a weird topic.
Well, I think you know by the person when it's really just like, I want to know because I want to get that car too. Or you know the person. Some people are just like that. Like, I remember being in a friend. One of my friend's dads was in the same profession as my dad. And I must have been 13 or 14 years old. And I remember the dad saying to me like, so how much is your dad making these days? And I was like, first of all, I don't know, $4? Like, what do I know what he's making? And then but to this day, I remember even at that age, I was like, what an obnoxious question.
Of course. Well, you never ask somebody what they make, but there's certain degrees of what do you ask things cost. Like, we were at our friend's house the other night. They did a beautiful backyard, mm-hmm. gorgeous resort-like backyard. And he would say, you know, like people would say, well, what did this cost you? Like, you know, and it's uncomfortable. Like, no, I'm not going to tell you what this cost.
Right.
You know, you're not asking me because you want to do the same thing in your house. You're asking me because you want to know how much money I spent on this.
Yeah. You know? It's a difficult thing because it's an interesting conversation to have of like, I do think people are generally curious, like, could I make this happen? Could I not make this happen?
And I feel the same way. I get it. Like, I want to know too, but I would never ask.
Right. You know? No, I hear you. There's certain things. I think the people in your life, you know, like, depending on who asked us, what did we pay for something? I know from the person whether or not it's coming from like a good place or coming from a I'm just a nosy motherfucker place. Yeah.
All right. I have one more and then we can move on.
Okay.
How do you feel about public displays of affection? Because, we've spoken about, we've done some crazy shit in public. Uber.
Right.
Cars.
Well, I had that too. I asked people about Uber. Yeah. Public displays of affection. You know, I do think it depends. And were you with me recently when there were these people making like full?
No.
Kathy and I, my friend Kathy and I were in a coffee shop. It was like 9 a.m. We meet at this coffee shop sometimes to work at 9 a.m. on a Monday. Mm-hmm. We're in there and there were people on it's couches and sofa. It's the cutest coffee shop. But there was a young couple literally across from us full on making out.
Really?
On a Monday morning at 9 a.m. And part of me is like, come on. Like, really? And part of me is like, don't be that person who can. Like, it's sweet that they love each other or whatever. Right. But I'm also just like trying to work and I'm trying to drink my coffee and I don't need to see your tongues down each other's throat. But I get it. They're young.
I feel the same way.
Yeah.
I'm like, isn't that sweet? Now get the fuck out of here because you're annoying me.
I know. It's very hard to, as I get older, I'm trying not to be that crotchety old person. Yeah. But at the same time, I'm sort of like, I don't want to watch that.
Right.
So I don't know. Listen, if you're at a bar at night or a club at night and people are making out, like, yeah, that's the atmosphere.
Sure.
I get it.
Sure.
A coffee shop at 9 a.m.?
Right.
I'm not so sure. But, I asked on Uber. I said, okay, so we talked about this a long time ago. Mm-hmm. We have, more recently probably than I would like to admit.
Maybe like a year or two ago.
More than pre-pandemic.
Oh, was it? Okay, so 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
More than that. We have full on made out in an Uber, like probably more than we should have.
We did not make out with each other's mouths. Put it there.
No, like for real, my Uber rating is not great.
Right.
So, and it was so fun at the time and a little bit like, I don't know. I think I probably tipped him really, really well, the Uber driver. But we were out having a great time and we get in the car to go home and we're excited.
Yeah. Listen, I don't know. I can't defend it.
Okay. On so many levels, though, it might be wrong because number one, other people are going to sit in those seats.
And number two, people have already sat in those seats.
And number two, right. But that you could say that about so many things.
Like of course.
Mile High Club and, there's so many. But I asked people, I said, solve a disagreement. Because I know people feel very, they have strong feelings about this. Is it inappropriate to make out like heavy kissing and petting in the backseat of a cab or an Uber?
Petting.
Okay, so.
What the fuck is petting?
Wait, on the next frame, I said, and holy shit, I'm officially old. I can't believe I just wrote the word petting.
What does that mean?
First of all, it's Instagram. If I write, like, can you go down on each other in an Uber,
right.
It's going to get taken down.
Oh, okay.
So I have to figure out what is a tame way of saying that. 80% said it's inappropriate.
That makes sense. I get it.
Right.
Yeah. It is inappropriate.
So
but it's fun.
You would never do it again.
No, I totally would. Every time.
Listen, there are worse things you could do.
Of course.
But
listen, you're not hurting anybody. You're,
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, COVID, now you got to wear masks in an Uber, so it makes it more difficult. But we have definitely done some very questionable things, dating all the way back from when I was in college in New York City. But listen, those things keep
Can you remember anything that was like that back then?
Yes, we have done in cabs. We did terrible, terrible, dirty things.
Oh, back then too?
Yes. Hmm. And cool. We still continue, and we have three children.
Right. That's awesome.
No, it's really, we should not be doing that, maybe.
All right. We're approaching the end of the episode, so.
Do you have a countdown?
But yeah, we're almost at an hour already.
Oh,
so
God forbid.
We can't go longer. People are going to tune out from this radio station.
Okay. From the channel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there anything last that you want to talk about before we?
Well, I was going to talk about tipping.
I don't want to talk about tipping.
Well, we have to talk about tipping because that is a really big thing for etiquette.
If you want to talk about tipping, I know you wanted to talk about it. I really was struggling.
No, we have to talk about tipping.
Can we do it on the next one?
Yes, we will do it on the next one, but we absolutely, because you and I have very different ideas about tipping. All right, let me just go through some of the things that people said for etiquette that we need to get rid of as a society. Because there were some really, really good ones. People are very, very passionate about etiquette, right? Like, especially.
Makes sense.
Because I said about thank you notes, which I want to also talk about tomorrow. But I said thoughts about sending thank you notes after a wedding or when a baby is born. And tomorrow, or when we do the next episode, I'm going to tell a story about that.
Should I comment now or wait till tomorrow?
No, wait till tomorrow.
Okay.
55% of people said that thank you notes, we should keep it. That it's and people really? Are very, like, they have feelings about thank you notes.
Do you have, like, an age range for the people who said?
No, that? I do not.
Okay, I'm curious about that.
But as far as etiquette goes,
I should not
comment. Don't say anything
now.
All right. No, etiquette, things that we need to stop doing for etiquette. People gave so many good ones. So maybe I'll share some now and some of the next one. Goodie bags for kids at a party.
Okay.
I agree. I mean.
Agree what?
You do not need to give goodie bags at a party.
Right.
I mean, come on. What is it? It's a bunch of junk anyway I'm sorry. I know you own a party store.
I was just going to say, please do goodie bags.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. But it is true. No, it's not dumb. I mean, I do feel like, you're buying the cake. You're getting the place. You're doing all this stuff.
I have kind of informal stats about these two things already, which I'll save for tomorrow as far as thank yous and goodie bags and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So.
Asking for a father's permission before getting married.
Get rid of it?
Get rid of it, they say.
Okay.
Yeah, it's outdated. Right. Why do we need to ask a father's permission?
My God. Do you remember, where were we? Was it Amsterdam? We were somewhere when we were, I don't know if we were even married yet. We were in another country and we were playing pool and some guy knocked into you.
Yeah.
And apologized
to you. That was in Amsterdam.
That was Amsterdam, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he knocked into me pretty hard. I think it was pool stick or something. And then he looked at me and then he looked at you and he was like, oh, dude, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. People said, shaking hands.
Oh, that's got to go.
It's going. Yeah, it's no more.
I'm done with that.
I know. Me too. A fist bump is good.
Yeah. Perfect.
Wearing black to a funeral. I agree.
Why?
I don't know. Why do you wear black to a funeral? Wear whatever the fuck you want to want. Like, I hope people at my funeral.
It's not a.
Come in whatever the fuck you want.
No, a funeral is not like a social engagement where you're like dressing like everybody. I think the whole point is you're not supposed to outdo each other in how you look. Like, you're supposed to all look the same.
No,
and just
stupid.
Your focus is on the dead person.
But I don't want people to wear black to my funeral. I want them to wear bright colors and have fun.
Oh, don't worry. I have yours planned.
Yeah, I'll bet. Yeah,
it's going to be a fucking
Chelsea Handler. Chelsea Handler has a $1 million fund for her funeral, and she has all the plans. She has people hired.
Perfect.
She has everything done, which is brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Opening presents at a birthday party. I don't even know. Do people really still do that? Remember when we were younger and you would open all your presents at the end of a party?
Yeah. At the party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would open all the presents. But now
that's fun. Why?
People do like group gift cards and stuff.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
not.
It's not the
oh,
same.
We'll talk about gift cards too tomorrow. Because I want to talk about that stuff.
Yeah, we'll talk about that okay. stuff. Visiting after having a baby, either at the hospital or at home. Yeah, I have a lot to say about that.
Like, don't visit the hospital?
No, like, why the fuck should you? I mean, I remember your parents' friends visited me at the hospital. Right. And I was like, what are you doing here?
Well, that's what you did back.
No.
No?
Not particularly. Okay. Taking the man's name. That's becoming also, I know that you probably have very traditional feelings about that.
I do, but I'm kind of softening up on that. Like, yeah. Not that I've been thinking about it in right. any way, but just for this last second and a half thinking about it, kind of like whatever.
Well, it's hard because I understand wanting to have the same last name as your spouse. And also if you have kids, then your kids. But why does it have to be the man's name? You know, like, why?
Well, why did it start that way?
We should be Mr. and Mrs. Marriage and Martinis.
Okay.
Like, why does it?
We can go to the court and do that officially.
Yeah, I just don't feel like it needs to be. I mean, I don't know. I'm not anymore.
Well, it has to be one or the other, right?
No.
So then why is it the woman's name?
Make something
up.
Why
is it the man's name?
You and I should be, like, our favorite place or something. Mr. and Mrs. New York City.
No.
But the last name is stupid. It's a stupid tradition. I do think that.
Okay. I have to think about this. I have never
like,
thought
I
about this
no,
in my life.
I have no, like, connection to your ancestry more than my ancestry.
All right. You know what? For me, it's important to me. I'm the last bloodline male Silverstein of my family. So for me, it's important.
But you could say that about a woman who's an only child and stuff.
No, but I'm saying, like, between you and I, you have a brother who's passing on his name or, you know, even mm-hmm. if it's hyphenated or whatever, I am the last of the male mm-hmm. of my family. So, yeah, it's important to me to kind of carry on the name of my family. If it wasn't for that, it's done. It ends.
Yeah.
You know? So that kind of, I'm just thinking, you
no,
know.
No, I understand.
Like, maybe it's rationally or irrationally.
No, no, no.
Or,
no, it's
you know.
Complicated, but I do think that it is outdated and it needs to be rethought.
Something maybe needs to be done. I'm not sure what it is.
Right. I mean, a lot of people hyphenate now, but that is also...
That's too complicated, I think.
It is not too complicated.
Not that it's wrong.
If you're willing to do it.
Of course. There's nothing wrong with it.
Right.
I just think that maybe there's another way.
Yeah.
I'll think about it and invent it and put it out there for everybody. Okay.
Parents paying, the bride's parents paying for.
That's,
I agree.
Is that still?
Yes, I think in some ways it is. Yes. Let's see. Ladies first. Just like women going first.
Like women and kids off the boat, off the Titanic.
No, that I agree with.
Yeah, right, exactly. Like, why
without
is that okay?
Women, you're fucked, okay? You need to preserve us at all fucking costs.
Right.
I don't care what it takes. Yes, we get all the life jackets and all the lifeboats.
No.
Amen.
Okay. You're going to be canceled for that.
Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of things. Sir and ma'am, but I have said before about ma'am that I do think it's outdated and people in the South get crazy because they love ma'am.
Wait, why is sir and ma'am not good?
It's just very formal. And
that's
especially,
bad?
I guess, with pronouns and gender stuff
well,
and everything.
Well, in France, aren't they getting rid of the word mademoiselle?
I have no idea.
I heard that because mademoiselle, there's no equivalent for a man. Right, mademoiselle...
Monsieur.
No, but I think there's...
Gaston.
I think there's a woman's version of monsieur or whatever, but there's no male equivalent. Like, so you can reference a woman as mademoiselle, but there's no equivalent for a man who maybe is not married or something.
Oh.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think
well,
now
it's the same thing.
They're getting
you
rid
do
of it.
Ms. in English
but that's,
for someone who's not married.
But I think that's gone.
But Mr. can be whether you're married or not.
But they don't do that anymore, I don't think. Have you ever called someone a miss?
I have no idea. I'd call everybody by their first name.
Yeah, like I think those things are going away.
Yeah, those are my two go-tos. But yes, sir and ma'am. But people have a real connection with sir and ma'am, especially
I think
like
that's okay.
tradition. Yeah, listen, who cares? As long as it's like from the right place.
It's all done with respect. It's not like...
Yeah.
You know,
it is also... It's more complicated than it seems. Yeah, lots of stuff.
Okay.
We'll talk about more tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, that was fun.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about all these other things. Now.
Okay, well, we'll do that in part two.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Okay. Lots of stuff.
Go ahead.
We are planning our first ever online retreat webinar. If you ever wanted to figure out how to build your brand and to find out how we've done it while having fun and not like being completely stressed out in life and everything and making it our own, then please join us on November 17th and 18th. Way more details to come, but mark your calendars for that.
Well, so I should probably put something on the website for people to sign up.
Soon, yeah. Okay. But we're going to have a lot
of fun.
Just
as like a waiting
it.
List kind of thing.
It's going to be fun. I have a lot of stuff planned and it's going to be different than, you know, just the boring old monotonous, you know, like webinar.
All right, so
we're going to have a good time.
Should I put that thing on the website tomorrow?
Put the thing on the website tomorrow.
I will. Okay, so that means if you're listening to this episode, which is on Monday or later, go to marriagemartinis.com and it should be there, hopefully.
Yeah, we still got to start getting people signed up because it is going to be a lot of fun and it's going to be a lot of really good information.
Right.
And so that's coming up. Date night question book, you can still get M&M podcast for 20% off. That is our biggest discount. And the summer is coming to an end, so use these last few weeks to really connect. Rate and review on Apple Podcasts. And
or wherever you get your podcast.
Or wherever you get your podcasts. Are there other places to rate and review?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
I noticed a lot of places you can't do that.
No, I don't think so.
All right. So do it there.
Do it there.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
All right. We love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.